Ray Foley on Today FM.
Ireland, a very good afternoon. My name's Ray. JP's around here
right
somewhere.
Right here, hi, yes.
American girls, from American girls to Scottish girls. Mrs. Doubtfire is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Do you know, I was trying to do it myself earlier on. It's not, for some reason I was thinking your name is Hyacinth. It's not Hyacinth Doubtfire.
Euphigenia.
You have to forgive me. Who's Hyacinth? Oh, Hyacinth.
Bouquet.
Would you be familiar with her work? Would you have met her maybe in your...
Yeah, Patricia Routledge, yeah.
No, I'm sorry, I meant as Mrs. Doubtfire. No, there'd be no crossover.
No crossover with her,
hello there. This is Gabriel Vick, Mrs. Doubtfire in the live show. Pleasure to meet you. I don't know who to talk to. Who do I talk to now? Mrs. Doubtfire?
Whatever you feel, Poppet. You know, whatever comes naturally.
How are you? We were just talking a moment ago about... before you came in, actually, JP hasn't seen the film. I know, there's something wrong with him. He grew up under a rock.
To my shame. Apologies. Sorry, Euphigenia.
He hasn't seen Mrs. Doubtfire, so I was explaining the sequence of where the assessor or the, is it social services or whatever, working out whether or not Daniel can have access to the kids and whether or not his apartment is appropriate. And Mrs. Doubtfire, the woman, is his sister, and Robin Williams is in the situation of having to change in and out in a sort of a Fawlty Towers type scenario of in and out of character. And then we said to you, Gabriel, do you have many changes in the show? How many changes do you have to do on this live show of Mrs. Doubtfire?
29 changes.
29? How long is the show?
A couple of hours.
My word.
So, yeah, there's a lot of jumping around and changing into, you know, we've got teeth, the glasses, the wig, the mask, all the body padding and, knitwear to add to all of that and heels. So, yeah, it's pretty full on. We're like a Ferrari pit crew now.
Yeah.
We're down to a fine art. Our fastest change is 18 seconds.
So you going off stage and within 18, or do we get to see that 18 second change?
Well, that's the great thing about the theatrical show. You know, in a movie, you can just cut between scenes and however you like. But the audience is kind of in on the joke and gets to see all the mechanics of me changing from one to the other. So it adds to sort of the fun of the live theatre aspect, because things do go wrong. You know, zippers break, poppers get unpopped, wigs
live,
go flying. You know, I've had the had the glasses go into the audience, you know, a shoe go into the audience. I hope that didn't hurt anyone, actually.
There's no case. There's no case. This is obviously Mrs. Doubtfire. It's two roles. It's Daniel, the dad, or the alter ego, and then Mrs. Doubtfire is the alter ego. That's a lot of... You don't get paid double, I presume. You get paid a flat rate.
I wish I got paid double.
Well, it's a lot of you, though. I mean, it really is a lot of... You, we were talking to the genie in Aladdin, and again, there's a bit more sharing out. It's a big role, a bit more sharing out of the roles and the songs. There's a lot of pressure on you to deliver for that couple of hours that you're on stage.
Yeah, it basically is a couple of hours for me. It's like, I think I get 2 or 3 minutes to have a cup of tea. We actually make the cup of tea on stage.
Right.
And we come off and actually have it. That's my only time where I can relax. The whole second act I'm on, you know, if I'm not on stage, I'm changing. And then I'm straight back on again.
It is full on then. What's your experience prior to working on this show? What would have sort of prepared you for this in terms of such a role that's as intensive as it is?
Yeah, I've never known anything quite as intense. This is like doing a long run is like a marathon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 8 shows a week. I worked out I shed 450 calories a show.
Wow.
I wore one of those, you know, Fitbit or ring. You know,
yeah,
ring,
the ring jobs.
Yeah, just to find out what I was losing, just so I knew how much I could eat or should eat. Because otherwise I just lost weight when I first did it. The first month we did it in Manchester.
Right.
And I must have lost like 4 kilos or something like that.
Unbelievable. But, well, that's a great way to work out, actually. Yeah,
a kilo a week. I can recommend the Doubtfire diet.
Well, I was going to say, in the film, they go through the whole process of creating this massive prosthetic, the big boobs and the rest of her body and her thighs and all that. Do you have to wear something like, because I mean, you don't have the frame, I suppose. to, you have to wear all that as well.
Yeah, it's like being in a sleeping bag, yeah.
But it's huge.
Yeah, yeah. So you've got boobs, you've got huge thighs and bum, and yeah. So you've got all of that inside whilst you're jumping around. So yeah, I'm the only actor who looks forward to the winter.
You can be a little bit warmer. You're nice just and
praying that it's freezing cold in the theatre.
What kind of calories can you do? You burn then out of intro. What's your dinner like? What's your do you have to watch what you eat while you're working?
Just heat with protein.
Like all the time, yeah. Because
Because you want muscle repair. I didn't know being in heels was so blooming hard. They're only 2 inches, but. Honestly, it's like it really tires you out, and you get all sorts of funny little injuries and niggles. But
I was going to say, have you had an injury, or because obviously you have to dance. There's
yeah,
full
yeah.
On, this
just
is a
off,
musical.
Just after the tap dance, there's a tap dancing moment in the kitchen, and I just my foot just went. I couldn't walk. I managed to get. I don't know how I got through that show, but I couldn't walk. I don't know what
the
I did
show
in the
must
second
go
hour.
On.
Exactly.
All the dancing, sweating, singing, all of that, moving around. There's obviously a lot of sweating as well. You're losing a lot of body weight and sort of water weight. Do they wash the costume? I've always thought about a heavily costume-dependent shows. Are they washed regularly?
Well, they're dried out, and then they sometimes use vodka. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, vodka's quite widely used to just get rid of any armpit smells and things like that, so they don't have to wash them. But they do get washed, I think, like once a week or something like that, but... Yeah, apart from that, vodka is a quick fix.
Disinfectant.
Did not know
for,
that.
I had no idea.
Bit of alcohol, yeah.
I'll give it a try. The solution to so many of life's problems has
literally
to be said.
Literally a solution.
Literally. Tell us about the show. This is Mrs. Doubtfire, the stage show. And on aside from JP, pretty much everyone else on the planet will be familiar with the story and how the film goes. And it's so beautiful and it's gorgeous. How do you adapt it into a stage show? There's songs in it, right?
Yeah, it's got a whole new original score. So, you know, in the movie, they just do like bits of musicals, funnily enough, when he's trying out different outfits. But we make it into a whole big disco number, you know, Make Me a Woman. And there's loads of the actors are all dressed in like different style icons, like Margaret Thatcher and, Oscar Wilde even is in there. So
they're both Thatcher and Wilde are my number one and two of my style icons. As we said, as you can tell,
but it's a different animal. I mean, what's great about it is you get to see all the moments you love from the movie. You know, pie in the face, dancing with the vacuum, you know, dancing with the brushes and all of that. But it does become its own thing. Like, and in the second act, she models sportswear, which is quite fun. So there's a bit of break dancing in there. I mean,
have you added new elements to it? Okay.
And modernized it, you know, so that, you know, there's a bit with the iPads and stuff like that. The kids trying to watch their screens and use their phones.
I imagine she's given out about that. I mean, she my experience of her was that she would be quite firm compared to.
Firm but fair, Puppet. Firm but fair.
Are you Scottish in it? Or is she Scottish? Sorry, I don't know who I'm talking to there.
It's funny, the voice...
Is she Scottish? I'm trying to
think.
She
is Scottish, yeah.
Is she Scottish?
She is.
Was she in the film?
Well yeah, that's the joke in the film, as Pierce Brosnan says to her, where is your accent? It's a bit muddled. And she says, yeah, well, so's your tan. but, you know, loosely, she's supposed to be Scottish, but she sounds like Irish, English.
She's from over there for them. For the.
I have a theory that he was in Hook... just before it.
Right, and, this is Robin Williams.
And I think he based it on like Maggie Smith or something like that, you know. That's quite sort of, it's quite English actually, like finishing school in Edinburgh or something like that.
A little bit of it. Who was it? The Shrek accent, Mike Myers, he was, he had a Scottish connection as well. But just as an unconvincing sort of Scottish accent that the Americans would generally apply Irish English to the whole lot of us. So you obviously have that accent she has in this.
I think people who love the film want to hear something that sounds a lot like, you know, what you used to hear. I can't do it exactly, and I think that would be a bit weird, but I want to pay homage because I loved it as much as anybody else. You know, he was like a father figure growing up, and watching that film and what he was capable of doing and the laughs he brought, but also the heart. You know, Robin Williams is great at heart, isn't he, as well?
Yeah.
Like Good Will Hunting and things like that. He's a great actor.
The thing we were saying about the film is watching this sort of the sadness because, you know, he's obviously died, but then he was so important to us as children. But then that film in particular is good at, I was saying that Pierce Brosnan is a bit of a shit in it, but even that film managed to make the bit of a shit, or the, you know, the nasty guy, kind of nice. Do you know what I mean? He's, even at the end, it's kind of like everyone is redeemed, everyone, it's kind of sweet. I guess you carry that through in the show as well. Yeah, it's like, this is a show that everyone can enjoy, and it's not going to be bad for anyone.
No, there's a great number in the show where I'm in the gym with Stu, you know, and just telling him, he's asking whether, you know, Miranda, my ex-wife, will fancies him, and it's obviously it's just a flat no. This whole song about how he's completely wrong for her. It's great. It's really good fun. Big laughs in that one.
It sounds it's a lot of, who else is in the show with you? I mean, it does obviously you're doing so much. I fell in love with Sally Field as the mom and that the ex-wife. You've got other people that you're playing against as well.
Yeah, the cast hasn't been revealed yet, and I don't actually know. It's so weird. I signed on like ages ago.
Well, I've got something to tell you. I'm playing the shit.
Stu, you'll have to train up, pop it every
day. I'm well trained. You know, I've been doing it for years. When is it on? It's going to be on the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre in Dublin. I have dates in case you're...
Christmas. It's Christmas. You know, it's a perfect Christmas.
Perfect family, yeah.
Well, not a Christmas present, or you'll miss it. But we're going to be on from 2nd of December, I think. Yeah, for 5 weeks.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy run for you, man. It's the 2nd of December to the 3rd of January into 20. We're looking at our first 2027 numbers here. December 2nd to the 3rd of January in the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre. And tickets are on boardgaishenergytheatre.ie. Is there any chance I can get a hello? One more
hello? Hello! That's help is on the way!
Beautiful. Sorry, thank you very much. Lovely to meet you.
Yeah, and you.
Cheers, man. All right,
Ray Foley on Today FM.